tough game. We knew it was going to be a tough game. They're a good team. They were 2-1. They had gotten takeaways. They played very well. They were the number one rushing team in the league. We knew all those things. We knew it was going to be a battle, and it was a battle. Thought the offense did a great job in the first half. Thought the defense did an outstanding job throughout the game. I thought special teams, we didn't get the big break on field position today, but we hung in there. We did our job on special teams as well. We eventually covered well. Our punter did an outstanding job. Our kicker came back, and that last kickoff, he kicked it out of the end zone. So I was pleased with that. But to go on the road and the win against a very the atmosphere out there, the environment was super. I mean, it was an electric environment prior to the game. It was an exciting time, a great place to be, and just thankful we won.
Tom, can you talk about the significance of the Rashad touchdown and what you saw there, just kind of the way the offense struggled?
It's a great, great play. I mean, they blitzed. He broke it on a hot. He broke one tackle. He broke another tackle. He had a guy hit him in the back, and he still straightened up and ran in the end zone, and that was the play that kind of gave us the opportunity right there to take a deep breath because, you know, we hit the screen, we get the call for being downfield. You know, and it was upsetting to us. Obviously, we crossed the midfield mark, and who knows there, but that's the way it goes. But that play was, in the second half offensively, the key play that put us in position, and then we got the two-point conversion as well. So I was glad to see that happen. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, no question there, because there was plenty of time. There was time left to do whatever they needed to do. So I wasn't pleased with us not getting a first down there. But we, you know, you're up back against your wall. You're kind of careful what you're doing there. But no question about it. That was a tremendous series right there.
Is that kind of symbolic of your defense? I mean, about six or seven different guys made touchdown-saving plays on that.
Incredible. Yeah. And guys played hard. I mean, we do play hard, and then people like Kerry Wynn flew around and just had a great game, I thought. And so I'm excited to see the tape, but no doubt, lots of different people contributing. You know, we talk all the time about team. That's what we got today was team.
Tom, so many people talk about their front and the difficulty to run against them. You obviously went in thinking you could run.
Yeah.
The way you went after.
Well, we did. We knew we had to run, and for a while there, we had some very good runs, and then. And then for a while we didn't. So, but, you know, let's face it, Eli in the first half directed pretty much everything. And our offensive line held up. We got the ball out of our hand quickly. And he was able to continue to direct traffic all the way and did an outstanding job of that.
In the first three games, you kind of really weren't able to put teams away. How did it feel to finally be able to kind of give them a knockout?
I wouldn't go ahead and say we put this one away either. So that wouldn't be my quote. But, we got the two-touchdown margin, and that certainly helped. But the interception took the wind out of my sail, to be honest with you, because, you know, I told Ben, let's drive the ball down and score. I wanted to score. It's third and whatever from the goal line. You know, we don't like it, throw it away, whatever. But they had been driving hard on the slants, and we knew it. Eli knew it as well. Ruben had done an outstanding job with the slant routes, and he let it go. It's unfortunate that happened, but again, that's my responsibility.
What do you say about the fact that your team fighting back to 2-2 after the way the season started? What's that significance?
Well, it shows we have grit. You know, we are the group. I thought, to be honest with you, that we didn't practice as well as I wanted early in the week, and at the end of the week we did. So I told them that before the game started. And, you know, our meetings have been very good. They've done a great job in the jog-throughs. They've done all that for us. But they're battlers, and be honest with you, the coaches are doing an outstanding job. Our staff, I'm proud of the way they're putting these plans together. And, you know, it's not the sideline is not always as smooth as you'd like it to be, but that's football. There's a lot going on out there.
What did you think of Kennard's interception?
Super. Great play. On a wheel route, the same route that ended, he got beat on it later on. But that was great and stayed in bounds as well. Always. Win a game. Get started. You know, do it. The process is to work hard during the week, have a great preparation executed on the weekend. That never stops. And if we're 0-2, fight. Keep fighting. You know, that's what we do. That's what the thing is all about.
Tom, they clearly wanted to run the ball with Williams right away. Do you think you established something right away that you were not going to let him run the ball too often?
I thought we did a good job with it. I don't know what the numbers are. And he had a couple runs. You know, he's a good player. He had a couple runs. But we still did a good job overall. Yeah, he, well, you know, I worked him out before the game just to see where he was at. And, you know, the kid's a tough kid now. Every time he tells me, I ask him, how you doing? Great. I'm good. Good. He's always good. And well, the key thing is he, on the first play of the game, he gets hurt the ankle again, came out. Before you know it, he's back in. So, you know, I respect the heck out of that. Hustle makes up for a lot of errors. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right.